This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show. This is Kate Lane. Thanks so much for joining us wherever you hail from. I hope you're doing well, my friends, as we come to the end almost of another summer. Lots of kids going back to school. You might have noticed that in your area. Clear signal that we're almost there. I said jokingly the other day, and it really happened, I was in two box stores where Christmas ornaments and Christmas decorations were already out, and I was shocked by that. Like, oh, are you kidding? Can we get to the other holidays first? We haven't even gotten through Labor Day yet, but what can I say? Speaking of laboring, this is pretty interesting. You've got the judge who's now ordering parts of the Mar-a-Lago search affidavit unsealed. So not believing that this should stay sealed, this is a huge story with lots of repercussions. What the federal judge said on Thursday is that he's inclined to unseal at least some of the probable cause affidavit that was used to secure that search on Donald Trump's Florida estate and ordered the government to submit proposed redactions. So saying, okay, I'm kind of leaning in this direction, so if you want some other things redacted from a heavily redacted document, you got to do it now. And what the magistrate judge Bruce Reinhardt said is, on my initial careful review, there are portions of it that can be unsealed. And he said this after a hearing where a top government lawyer contended the document's release could jeopardize an investigation that is still in its early stages. The judge said he would give the government a full and fair opportunity to make redactions to the document, order them to turn in the redacted version by next Thursday, along with a legal memo justifying the proposed redactions. He said he would then review that document and either order its release if he agrees with the redaction or hold a closed door hearing, which I think could happen, with the government if he disagrees. And the judge added, if they can't agree, obviously I'd win that argument, but he allowed the government time to appeal his ruling is pretty much what that is. So FBI agents involved in the search have said they're suffering attacks, that there's a big concern over this. Last week there was a nail gun attack at a Cincinnati FBI building by a Trump supporter who was outraged by the search. So there's concerns about the safety of FBI agents. Charles Tube, one of the lawyers for the media organizations arguing for the document to be unsealed, said a search warrant being executed at a former president's home is a matter of tremendous public interest. I agree 100%. The affidavit, he said, should be unsealed. He called it one of the most significant law enforcement events in the nation's history. I also agree with that. I mean, but look, they could black out so many portions of the document. I don't think the floodgates would click wide open. I would be stunned if that happened. I do not believe Reinhardt would do that. So we'll see what the lawyers for the government come up with, and then we'll see what Donald Trump, the former president's lawyers, come up with. Because look, publicly they've said let the affidavit be unsealed for the sake of transparency, and they didn't file any court papers arguing for the release, but said that's fine, do it. And this is a game changer for the future, because what does this mean for future presidents? What does this mean for affidavits in general? And coming out of this, what did we hear? That a document attached to the search warrant said agents were searching for physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, that was in there, and other items illegally possessed in violation of three laws, including a part of the Espionage Act. The section cited in the search warrant applies to activities like gathering, transmitting to an unauthorized person, or losing information pertaining to the national defense and to conspiracies to commit such offenses. So that was what really set the antennas up, and then also set the former president off saying, unseal it. So where do we go from here, my friends? I believe it's going to be unsealed. Let's see what's redacted from that. That's also going to be the curious part of this. All right, this is something else that happened related to the former president, Alan Weisselberg, who was a longtime Trump executive, in fact, CFO. He pled guilty on Thursday to committing more than a dozen felonies, including criminal tax fraud and grand larceny. Weisselberg and the Trump Organization were indicted last year by authorities in New York, who charged them with what? Concealing financial compensation as part of a years-long scheme, they said, to avoid paying taxes. So this is another thing that has churned up a lot of conversation about scrutinizing everything related to Trump's businesses. And appearing in a Manhattan courtroom, Weisselberg, at 75 years old, acknowledged his part in the scheme outlined by prosecutors and agreed to testify if called at a pending trial for the company. As part of his plea agreement, Weisselberg, Trump's close and very trusted associate for decades, would spend 5 months in jail, followed by 5 years of probation. So what comes of this? I mean, this is another bouncing ball to follow and to see, you know, ultimately where that leads. Wow. It has been just a crazy day. And then I'll throw this in, and what I'm going to throw in is Deshaun Watson, because he now is still standing on his innocence, but he now is going to serve an 11-game suspension, and he's going to have to pay $5 million. So news broke late in the day about the NFL and the NFL Players Association coming to a settlement in the disciplinary case involving Watson, the Cleveland Browns quarterback, who again maintains, "I'm innocent." This is after 24 women allegedly filed civil lawsuits. Well, they filed civil lawsuits alleging that there was sexual misconduct. He said, "I've always stood on my innocence, and I'm going to continue to stand on that. But at the same time, I have to continue to push forward all my life and my career. To move forward, I have to take steps and put pride to the side. I've always stood on not disrespecting or not sexually assaulting anyone." In terms of the settlement, Watson, again, 11 games suspended, done, you know, boom, fined $5 million for violating the league's personal conduct policy with all those allegations of sexual misconduct. So he moves on, he says, and Roger Goodell said this was the right thing to happen, and says he's backing, you know, hoping that Deshaun Watson is going to prove that he deserves to be back in the NFL, etc. Remember, the Browns traded for Watson in March and gave him a 5-year, fully guaranteed $230 million contract. Wow! When asked if he would do the trade again, the team said they would, despite the looming suspension. So they're backing Deshaun Watson. Again, just a crazy, crazy day. Lot of great people that I'm going to introduce you to who have some amazing things to say that I think you're going to be interested in. A couple of great authors, so hang with us. That's coming around the bend.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Well, one of my favorite places to go, all of you know this, is Ireland, and that's where we're headed now to speak with Billy Menneman. He has written a book called Mary White Was Right, Pedro. It's a novel, and it's a novel about a troubled time in Ireland's history. Think back to, like, 1969. So we are thrilled to have him with us. Thank you so much for coming on, Billy.
Thank you, Kit. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the book. What led you to write this book? What was it inside of you that said, you know what, I'm going to write a novel about this?
Well, it arose out of me driving through town one day and seeing a development site being cleared. And I realized that part of that site was the Flamingo Ballroom, where we all, as teenagers, went to dance and meet people. And brought into mind a meeting that a couple of us had with three girls, and one of them said she didn't kiss anybody because she believed it spread diseases. And I think really she was just giving us a brush off at the time, but that came out of my mind, and I thought, I wonder could I write a book about that? And that's what started it. That's what gave me the idea, and I simply took it from there.
So in taking it from there and in sitting here and constructing the characters, tell me about the characters, the teenagers.
Well, teenagers are all, I would say that the four boys, I was part of a group of friends, and there were about six or seven of us. So the four boys are probably caricatures of the six or seven of us. the boys show different characteristics that come from each one of us, but there's there's no identification with any one particular one in any of the characters in the book, because they're composites of, it's 7 into 4.
Wow, 7 into 4. And in the book, there's so much about, you know, what happens with teenagers and encounters and whatnot. Tell us more about the story.
Well, the story goes that one of the central characters meets a girl. She doesn't kiss. She's the one who doesn't kiss. But they find a hugely deep connection with each other just over a couple of hours of being together. And they can't really go to develop the relationship because of the troubles at that time. And she happens to be Roman Catholic, he happens to be a Protestant. And that has leads to its own difficulties. They go their separate ways. And while there's always a connection between them, it's only as you read the book that you begin to understand that they never actually forgot each other. This chap, he went off to England and made quite a bit of money and became very important. But he had a dying wish, which he wanted one of his other friends to carry out. And part of his dying wish was that this other friend would find the girl that he had always remembered and include her in providing this dying wish. And the dying wish was something which would not have been, it would have challenged the social norms of Northern Ireland at the time, and it was something quite off the wall, shall we say, for Northern Ireland society. So there's in the book there's all the changes that have to happen in people and to people in order to do this, and eventually they do it. But at the end of the book, the other chap who has been instrumental in this is convinced that the two of them will be together one day in paradise.
Wow, what a lovely sentiment that is, in a sense. What do you hope people take away from reading Mary White Was Right, Pedro? And this book you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold.
Well, I hope they take away that the troubles actually did affect the lives of people, ordinary people. But that ordinary people were the ones who were heroes of that time because of the way that they kept society going. And I hope that the way that they take away that the fundamental conservatism, the book has a number of people who have fundamental conservative mindsets. And I hope they can realize from reading the book that though that sort of mindset is usually a blight on personal relationships, because the conservative part of that always looks for structures and traditions to exist in. And the fundamental part of that always looks for somebody being right and somebody being wrong. And when you bring those two together and try to express them in relationships among people, generally it causes mayhem. And you have broken relationships and offended people always. So I hope they find that in the book. But I do hope that in the book they'll be able to find that love can overcome even that sort of mindset. For instance, the guy who is charged with carrying out the dying wish of the other one, he has to change in order to do that. And he's challenged in a number of ways, And one of the challenges is working, finding and working with the girl as well. And that love can overcome the difficulties caused by that, because at the end of the day, it wouldn't have happened if his love for his friend had not overcome his fundamental conservative mindset. I hope the readers can see that change is not always a bad thing. Every one of us in life go through changes. Every day we go through changes. And they're not always negative. Change can be a positive thing. Change can be an opportunity for growth and for good, and can bring exciting possibilities. And I just hope that people aren't afraid of change or don't see change as being a negative. And that as human beings, we can always appreciate and value difference. I can't think what my life would be like if I didn't have people who thought differently from me, who behaved maybe differently from me, who looked different from me. I love the variety of that. So I hope that people can see that that's difference is a good thing as well.
Yeah, wow. Perfect place to end this. I so agree with you on that. The name of the book is Mary White Was Right, Pedro. Billy Menneman, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And you can find it, like I said, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and any place where you can find great books. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim. Thank you.
What an interesting book by Billy Menneman. And all of you know, I took the show to Ireland a couple of different times, and I spent some time in Northern Ireland. And, of course, I know exactly what he's talking about, as I had toured around the city and was taken to both what was the Catholic side and the Protestant side. And we talked about the wall and being there by the wall and doing some stories there. So I got that feeling, and I had people approach me that were very friendly and talk to me, but it was that tension between the different factions, I'll call them, but yet all Irish people, and I love Northern Ireland and the Troubles, as they talk about, and the eruption of the Troubles, the threat to the peace for the people, the wonderful people of Ireland. This really, truly is a very, very good book. Mary White Was Right, Pedro. And hats off to Billy Menneman. And it was great to have him on this show, for sure. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
At least two of the three people reported aboard two small planes that collided in mid-air above a California airfield were killed in the crash. That's according to Santa Cruz County officials. The two planes were attempting to land during the incident, the Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement. No one on the ground was reportedly injured. Both the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are leading an ongoing investigation into the crash. A brush fire has scorched nearly 50 acres in Castaic, California, and crews are working to extinguish the blaze. Firefighters in the area remain on the scene throughout the night to douse remaining hot spots. Containment of the fire is currently at 40%, according to CAL FIRE. This is USA Radio News. Russia has reportedly told some workers at a nuclear power plant not to go to work on Friday. In an official Telegram channel, the main director of Ukraine's military intelligence stated that, quote, occupiers announced an unexpected day off on August 19th. At the nuclear plant, there will only be operational staff. All other employees will be denied entry, end quote. The official added that the representative of the Russian nuclear agency also have, quote, temporarily left the territory of the plant. This comes as both Ukraine and Russia have warned of a provocation being planned at the plant Friday.
Rochelle Walensky, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, announced Thursday the agency failed to respond effectively to the COVID-19 pandemic, and changes are in the works to make it better. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Talk to this guy all day long and wait till you hear his story. He's got such a great story, and he's made me rethink some of the things that I'm eating, actually. Stan Yaki is in our virtual green room, and he's in our author's corner as well. He's written a couple of books, and the one we're going to talk about is Some Adventures Outdoors and in the Kitchen, A Lifetime of Adventures and Recipes. Stan, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
So we did have a great off-air conversation, and you did make me think about some of the things that I was eating and some of the things I was doing. But let's explain to people, first of all, why did you write this book?
Well, Kate, I wrote this book after spending about 30 years in corporate land and left there and became an individual consultant. This was in the business aviation world, but it also freed me up a little bit to start thinking about what I'd done over my lifetime, fishing, hunting, outdoors activities, which I was still doing, of course, living in Savannah. We had lots of opportunities. And I decided, well, let's write down some stories and see if we can tell paint a picture about my lifetime and all the enjoyment that I had over the years with friends and family. And then I was learning how to cook very slowly and without a whole lot of training or whatnot. watching the cooking channel and the Food Network on occasion, and with my wife laughing in the background that I couldn't handle more than one dish at a time. But we worked through that. And so I said, okay, I've got all these stories that I've written now. I call them adventures. And gee whiz, what do you do with them? What does the world need when it comes to wild fish and game? And it occurred to me from having visited both online and actual bookstores, et cetera, there aren't a whole lot of menu oriented books to help people when they have the opportunity to cook wild fish and game. And so I took a menu approach. And so each of the adventures in the book, and there are 25 in some adventures outdoors, has a menu that will help the reader or the chef enjoy taste, texture, temperature, and tint or color compatibility. Now, obviously, you can switch various side dishes or salads between menus, but it gives you kind of a roadmap if somebody were to show up on your front door. Be it a relative, a husband, a wife, or, just a friend, and present you with a piece of venison or a striped bass that they happen to have caught, that afternoon. What do I do with this? And so that's the approach I took.
I love it. You told me a great story. You have to share this with the listeners about mountain goats and your daughter. Tell the world that story.
Okay, well, back in 1987, I had the opportunity, based on a lottery draw, for a mountain goat tag in the North Cascades of Washington, to hunt mountain goat. A very good friend of mine and his older brother accompanied me on two different outings up to 6,000 feet in the Cascades, and we brought home a goat. When I arrived home, and keeping in mind this is 1987, we didn't have cell phones. And so as I dropped off my hunting companion, I called my wife at her parents' house and told her that I was on my way home and that I had been successful in harvesting a goat. And so she told my children, my five-year-old son and three-year-old daughter at the time, Daddy's bringing home a goat. And so I arrived and I was in the kitchen preparing to, portion out the meat. And my daughter and children walked in, and my little daughter says, Daddy, where's the goat? I want to see the goat. And so I took them all out onto the back porch, and I had laid the hide, the complete hide, on the deck. And that was not exactly what everybody had in mind.
I bet that surprised her. I love that story. And you told me she constantly brings that up to you now as an adult.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love it. I love
it. She and some of our neighbor kids to this day, we'll talk about it. Well, gee whiz, I rounded the corner of the house and there was a deer being processed, hanging from a tree limb.
Wow.
So I've had my not very family friendly moment processing my harvest.
Yeah, I love it. You said, like I said, you and I talked about what do you want people to know? What do you want people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I think the main things, Kate, are that adventures in the outdoors are very, very important, I believe, to everybody. Whether you're hunting, whether you're fishing, doesn't matter in the sense that getting out there. enjoying nature, enjoying what there is in terms of beauty, diversity of plants and wildlife. I could sit, and I have done this, I can sit on a stump and watch a herd of elk or a bunch of squirrels or whatever for, you know, for literally an hour, just watching them be who they are. And so my message or my intent with this book is, you know, look at the photos in the book. There are plenty. And see the kinds of things that I've been fortunate to experience over the years, and know that that is out there for you as well. If, you know, depending on what you do with it or whether you do it. And then if you do hunt or fish and harvest something, here's a collection of menus that you can apply to what you have in hand.
Yeah, exactly. And then you know how to match them up. And is that a great satisfaction to you to learn how to cook? Because, I mean, you've become pretty good, I would assume, Stan, in reading your book.
Well, I'm decent, so put it that way. People have said, oh, you should open a restaurant or you should compete on Chopped or something like that. And the answer is, oh, no, that would be a very bad idea.
So you...
I do okay in my own kitchen, and I thoroughly enjoy cooking. Now that my wife is gone, it's sometimes challenging to make something fun and interesting just for myself. Or frequently I'll call a neighbor and say, you know, if you haven't already fixed dinner, come on down, because I dearly love to cook and to share.
Yeah, I can imagine getting that phone call. Your neighbors rush to your house, I'm certain of it. So we have a couple of minutes left. Give me one of your great adventures. What was your favorite adventure? I know that's hard because you've been everywhere.
Favorite adventure. Oh, golly, that is very hard. I will say it's kind of a predecessor to an adventure in the book called Family Tradition. When I was 2 weeks shy of my 8th birthday in Washington State, my grandfather was visiting from Iowa. I didn't know much about ocean fishing. And so my family took him up to Nia Bay, Washington, which is on the Makah Indian Reservation on the northwest tip of the Olympic Peninsula. And we went king salmon fishing. Long and short of it is, I caught a 29-pound, 15-ounce king salmon,
oof,
which for an almost 8-year-old kid was pretty special and pretty unusual. Fast forward, my son was 2 weeks shy of his 9th birthday, and my dad and I decided, well, it's time to take him salmon fishing as well. We had been salmon fishing out on the Puget Sound, but this was the big time, going out to the ocean at Nia Bay. And within 100 yards of where I had hooked my fish many, many years previous, my son hooked a nice king salmon, and we battled it for a while and brought it to the boat, and 29 pounds, 15 ounces. It was absolutely identical in size and weight.
Wow.
And so that was pretty wild.
Yeah, that's a great adventure. So you can tell there's lots of stories, lots of good stuff for you. Pick this up, some adventures outdoors and in the kitchen, a lifetime of adventures and recipes. I'm also going to throw this in. He's another book, some Southern Adventures Outdoors and in the Kitchen, a collection of Southern adventures and recipes. Both are great. Stan, thank you so much for joining us.
Kate, thanks for having me. And I hope everybody gets out there and has some adventures and eat what you harvest.
Ooh, I love that. Thanks, Stan.
Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Room, author Henry Krauss. His book is The Vicissitudes of Life, From Dusk to Dawn. Henry, boy, this book is interesting. The cover just even pulls you in. So first of all, tell us about this road to writing this book.
Well, the road was a long one. I was inspired to write the book based on my medical problems. In 2011, I had a kidney transplant. I have chronic kidney disease, and then in 2017, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma cancer. So basically what it was is how I fought and overcame these obstacles, and I wanted to inspire other people that just because you have a tragedy or something very serious, it doesn't mean that life ends. You could still have a purposeful, happy life. You don't want to just crawl up into a catatonic state and say it's all over. Some people do that, but the book is to prevent that.
Wow, so well said. Because you talk about it, that in the description, that we have challenges in life, whatever your challenges are. And I said I love the cover. And the cover, you've got this boat, and you have these wicked wild sea around the boat. And you say, and in the poem, A Boat at Sea, we're all boats on the thrashing sea of life. We rise and fall with the waves. People, as you just described there, react differently in their tragedy. So what can we learn from your book? Tell us more about the book, as we know it's inspiring.
Well, it depends on a person's bent. A lot of these poems are about tragedies, but I did include family remembrances and their valiant behavior, not in reaction, in being proactive. The idea of the book is not to react. As most of us, when we hear bad news, we react in a negative way. The idea is to step back, accept what it is, and be proactive. I write every day. I'm on a blog called Medium.com, and I just finished a story about Winston Churchill and his wife. And I always thought that Churchill was such a strong figure. I always wondered, wow, what a guy. But in all his tragedies, one of the things was that his wife was totally behind him. And the other thing is, just because a person is, he had depression, he called it, he had black dogs. Just because you appear outwardly strong doesn't mean you're not a human being. And he would have depression, and she had some breakdowns. She came from a very bad childhood, and he didn't have a great childhood. His parents were kind of standoffish. And the idea is he didn't lose sight of his goals. That's one thing he had. And he had an attitude of, you know, keep going. And so I write on that blog every day. So there are things here. It's kind of a philosophy. I wrote a poem about the eclipse of God, I got the idea from a book that Martin Buber wrote. He says that just like you have an eclipse of the sun and it's dark, it doesn't mean that it won't pass and you have light. And just because it's dark doesn't mean that the sun doesn't shine. So that's an optimistic view. He wrote, of course, regarding that poem about the Holocaust, and that was his reaction. Beautiful, beautiful work, and I kind of adapted it. Let's see, the coffee table, I wrote, I said, it's funny how people sit at dining room tables or desks, square desks, I said to myself, well, why don't we have like coffee tables that are round, or conference rooms like the United Nations, where you're facing each other and you could see different people's emotions? Why aren't buildings built like the Guggenheim Museum with its round? I wrote, of course, about my cancer. I wrote about an hourglass, because it's always in the back of my mind that time is slipping away. Maybe that in itself is motivating to me, because most people intellectually think about death, but when you have two fatal diseases with no cure, there's no cure for multiple myeloma. There only is treatment. I go to Sloan Kettering, and they can keep you alive through the treatment. And unfortunately, because of my cancer, my new kidney was affected by the chemo and the cancer. So now I can't live without dialysis. So it lasted 10 years, but and there's
wow.
certain things I love nature. So, you know, I wrote a poem about the robin. Robin, did you look at the book, or you just?
I did. I was thinking that when you're going through this, you talk about trees, you talk about rain, you absolutely dive into nature. I mean, what's really brilliant about your work is I feel like I know you, because you go through this and you can tell there is that optimism that you talked about in the beginning that rolls through. And I think that's the beauty of this book, like you're saying, that no matter who you are, they might not have what you have, but it's, I have never met a person that has not gone through challenges. So
exactly.
in your book, From Dusk to Dawn, The Vicissitudes of Life, that's exactly what it is. You nailed it with that title. What do you hope, and you're really saying it in this conversation, Henry, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book, your poetry, which you could pick up at any point in the book, by the way?
Yeah. Well, people have told me, like, for example, I have medication management where a nurse comes in every 2 weeks to check, to put in my medicines. I take like 17 pills a day. But and he told me yesterday when he was here, he bought the book because I showed it to him when he was here. He says every night he sits down with his wife and they read a poem. So that in itself, when people say, you know, this really grabbed me, people have told me, well, you know, I had a similar situation where I'm trying to think of something specific that I could give to you. But I think what you just said, it comes through because I write it with feeling. I think an author has to write with feeling. And I also work for the American Cancer Society fundraising. We're having a walk on October 9th. And so, see, this, it's funny. There's a silver lining in everything. Without getting sick with the cancer and the kidney, it's strange because late in life, I finally found out what I really wanted to do. I worked for the government for my career, which was okay, but it wasn't as fulfilling as this. And, you know, they say youth is lost on the young. If I would have known this when I was 18 years old going to college, it would, if you can't look back at things, you have to take life as it comes. And
you're doing it now, and that's the key. And so here's the thing. You can be inspired by this book, absolutely. And as we just said, pick it up at any point. From Dusk to Dawn, Henry Krauss, The Vicissitudes of Life. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks for coming on, and we wish you the best as you continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thanks for having me. And all I can say is please spread the word, because I'm a self-published writer, and with these publishers, the author has to front all the marketing money.
Yeah, absolutely. So pick up the book for sure. Thanks to Henry, and thanks to all of you for listening to the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.